One city, 4 days, more than 2,000 bands. You know, people say South by Southwest takes over the streets of Austin, but until you see it for yourself, it's a bit hard to believe at a music conference this huge. How are you supposed to make the most of it? You need a roadmap is what you need. You need a place to start. You need the list. In Austin, I'm David Brown. Over the next hour, we're going to be talking with some of public radio's savviest tastemakers. From KCRW in Santa Monica, The Current in the Twin Cities, WFUV in New York, and KUTX here in our hometown of Austin. They have put together the list. 12 must-see artists at South by Southwest Music 2013. It's a special edition of Texas Music Matters, The List. It's underway in just a moment. Stay with us.
South by Southwest coverage is supported by Finish at UT.org. Tailored for your success.
If you find yourself in Austin during that special week in March, perspective can be a useful thing. Just remember this, as you see the long line snaking around some of those clubs, well, that's not really where the action is. You see, South by Southwest is really about discovering who's next. I'm David Brown of KUT and KUTX's Texas Music Matters, and over the next hour, you're going to hear who our panel of public radio music experts are most excited about at South by Southwest 2013. This is The List.
Hi, I'm Jason Bentley. I'm music director of KCRW in Santa Monica and also host of Morning Becomes Eclectic. We come to Austin every year, look forward to it. It's very fertile ground for us, and really throughout the year that follows, it's a point of reference for us with the bands that stop by and just really the albums that we enjoy most.
So if you were putting together your short list, maybe three groups that you're particularly excited to see at South By in Austin, who's going to be at the top of that list?
Well, we have a couple showcases, and we put a lot into the programming of these. And this year, we're excited about an artist named Jake Bugg, who's from England, a young singer-songwriter. Kind of reminds me of Liam Gallagher a little bit, Justin Bieber, if that isn't too controversial a statement. But he is really young and fresh-faced. But he has this sort of genuine blues and folk kind of lean, which is nice.
Morning, it's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding. And I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town, and no one blinks an eye, and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. Met her as the angels parted for her. She only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritty, but I just stay. People tell you not to take chances, and they'll tell you that there aren't any answers. And I'm starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritted teeth, but I just say. I was lying back gazing skyward when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said, and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.
That was Lightning Bolt from young English singer-songwriter Jake Bugg. I'm Jason Bentley from KCRW, and my next pick is a band from Selkirk, Scotland, a small fishing town in northern Scotland, and they're called Frightened Rabbit. Their forthcoming April release is entitled Pedestrian Verse, and I'm going to pick the song Woodpile from Frightened Rabbit. That was Frightened Rabbit, band out of Scotland, and a song from their album Pedestrian Verse entitled Woodpile. Really excited about this album. In fact, it's one of my favorites of the year so far, and I think will stand as one of the best of the year from these guys. It's just very thoughtful, intelligent songwriting, great production, great sound. It's hard to deny. This is a very exciting record from this band, Frightened Rabbit. Third pick is a German duo, two young women, call themselves Boy, of course. And they also will be on one of our KCRW showcases at Austin's South by Southwest. Sort of a pop duo. They were formed a few years ago, but this is the first we've really heard of them stateside. And the song Little Numbers from their album Mutual Friends, it feels like an automatic hit to me. Now, I don't know, but remains to be seen. But very excited about this duo, Boy.
Seven little numbers, baby, I know. every wall. Tell me, is there a cure for me at all? For me at all? Tell me.
Catchy tune there, Little Numbers from Boy.
Terrific picks from Jason Bentley. He is the music director and the host of Morning Becomes Eclectic at KCRW in Santa Monica, whose picks include Boy, Frightened Rabbit, and Jake Bug. Coming up, a highly respected music maven from one of the top public radio stations in New York City, and lots more as well. As our South by Southwest preview, The List continues. Stay with us. From Austin, home of South by Southwest music, this is our annual rundown of the must-see artists at this year's music conference, The List, featuring music tips from some of public radio's top tastemakers.
Hi, I'm Rita Houston, WFUV in New York's program director, and I have a Friday night show called The Whole Wide World. Like many people in this business and like many New Yorkers, I look forward to the pilgrimage to Austin every March for South by Southwest. And I guess this year will probably be like, I don't know, maybe my 15th year doing South by. You do try to come up with your dance card and have some sort of groundwork. And then there are always those bands that you absolutely positively want to see. There's this new band called Lake Street Dive. And they're actually based in Brooklyn these days, although they have roots in Boston. Their full-length debut has even yet to be released. We started playing them at FUV, and they played our big holiday benefit concert at the Beacon this past December. And folks are just really excited about this band. It's a hard one to describe. I think Lake Street Dive has huge sort of pop kind of crossover potential, but at the same time, their music is really cool and authentic and real and fronted by a girl with a killer voice, a real singer.
Or is it you that ordered me? go down smooth.
New York City-based band called Lake Street Dive, and they're one of the bands I'm really excited about seeing at South By. Go Down Smooth is a song that's become a live favorite for them. Their full-length debut has yet to be released. I'm told at some point this spring or early summer, we can expect to see that album's release. They cover the old Jackson 5 tune, I Want You Back, and the video for that online is definitely worth seeking out as well. Next up for me is a West Coast-based band called Foxygen, and a lot of folks are definitely getting hip to this band. I've yet to see them live, so I'm really excited to catch their performance at South by Southwest, but their album, packed with some very sort of quirky songcraft. I mean, the way these guys write songs is enviable in that they've got the craft down pat. The vocals are solid, and although at times the album, the songs have a real kind of throwback feel, there's something completely modern about this band. So I'm very excited to see what they do live on stage. But here's Foxygen, and one of my favorites from their album. This song's called Shuggy.
Off the floor and drinking tea, but she don't love me, that's news to me. I met your daughter the other day, well that was weird. She had rhinoceros shaped earrings in her ears, but hey man, have a soda, it's on the house. Remember what I told you about the rooms inside this house, but you don't love me, that's news to me, that's news to me, that's news to
So that song's called Shuggy, West Coast-based band called Foxygen. We are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic is the bold title of their new album. It's actually their second album, so they've been around for a while, but definitely excited to see those guys at South by Southwest this year. My next choice is another New York City band. They haven't really toured much outside of New York up until this point, so this will be their first time at South by Southwest. I think people are going to flip out. It's essentially a trio. They're called the Lone Bellow. They often perform. They often add a rhythm section and stuff to their sound. Zach is the lead singer of the band, the main singer. All three of them sing, and the harmonies are a big part of the band's sound. But Zach, the main singer, has an unbelievable voice. At times, it will remind you maybe of Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons. But their songs are really good. Their music is definitely, has its roots. You know, its roots are showing for sure. You know, bluegrass sort of Americana kind of roots. But they write these sort of anthemic, forgive me, journey like songs. So here's the Lone Bellow with a song called You Never Need Nobody.
You never need nobody. You never been alone. And I try to get your affection. And all I ever do is wrong. And you could break a heart in your sleep. Yeah, the way you move makes a grown man weep. They all line up at your door, saying, drive a man half wild. I won't dance around this no more. I'm the only one you should smile for. Yeah.
and all I ever do is wrong.
That's the Lone Bellow and You Never Need Nobody from their debut album, New York City-based band, and one of my picks for South by Southwest this year.
Rita Houston runs the show at WFUV New York City. Wonderful person. Some wonderful picks there. Let's move on up and out to the Twin Cities, home of one of public radio's most influential music stations, known locally as The Current.
Hi, I'm David Suffar, music director at 89.3 The Current in the Twin Cities. The first band on my list of picks for South by Southwest's Music 2013 is the mysterious group from Manchester going by the name No Ceremony. South by Southwest might be the first and last time to see this group perform the select tracks they posted online last year. Here's Feel So Low from No Ceremony. That was No Ceremony with Feel So Low. Next on my list for South by Southwest is a band from Canada called Gold and Youth. With their debut coming out on Arts and Crafts this spring, they are a must-see to find out what's behind their first single, Time to Kill.
Poison hollow townies wallow on the corner. Take the power lines back home. Tallied out of and count the highest collar and take the wolves and daughters home. A budding kiss.
was Canada's Golden Youth with Time to Kill. My final pick for South by Southwest music this year is Palma Violets. This English band built up a huge buzz in the UK last year when their first single, Best of Friends, was named Best Track of 2012 by NME. Now available in the US on their debut album, 180, Palma Violets will be in Austin before they start their official US tour at Coachella. Here is Best of Friends from Palma Violets.
Palma Violets with a song called Best of Friends, one of David Safar's picks for South by Southwest 2013. He's music director at The Current. More on the public radio shortlist coming up as our South by Southwest music preview, The List, continues. Stay with us. From Austin, home of South by Southwest music, this is The List.
And you may know this guy. He's with the newest public radio station in Austin, Texas.
I'm Matt Riley, and I'm the program director of KUTX. I also host Afternoons.
So, Matt, who's on your short list this year?
There's three that have jumped out at me. These are great new records and things that we're playing here at the radio station. And I think they're going to have big years in 2013, and I think South by Southwest might be the launching pad for them. The first one is a band out of Oklahoma called Bronco. This is just old school garage rock. It's a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what these guys can bring live. It's a song called Try Me Out Sometime. Oklahoma band Bronco and Try Me Out Sometime. Another band that I'm really looking forward to is a band out of the Northwest called Pickwick, and they're starting to kind of percolate out there in the blogosphere. We've been playing this new record from these guys, and I liken it to Cold War Kids meets Fits in the Tantrums. They made an interesting choice by taking on a cover of a Richard Swift tune, and it works really well. It's called Lady Luck. It's from Pickwick, getting a little assist from Sharon Bannett. Lady Luck from Pickwick and Sharon Van Etten. Finally, I want to bring it back home to Austin for a band that if you've been a regular listener to KUTX, you've been hearing a lot of. And this is a band we're really proud to stand behind. And they're starting to get some good national attention because they've become kind of road dogs recently. And that's My Jerusalem, fronted by Jeff Klein, who was primarily known as just a singer-songwriter around town. But he's put together this great band, and it's got a sort of alluring darkness to the songs. Preachers is the name of their album. And let's hear this tune right now from My Jerusalem out of Austin, Texas. It's Shatter Together. Shatter Together from the Austin band My Jerusalem. Really looking forward to seeing these acts at South by Southwest. Of course, we aren't even scratching the surface here. This is three out of untold thousands of acts that are going to be in town, officially and not. I have spent so many years trying to come up with a plan and a list and running around town trying to fulfill this list of acts that I want to see that I become physically uncomfortable because my feet hurt so bad. And by Friday, I'm just worn out. And so I've decided to really have no expectations and just kind of go where the flow takes me. And so far, so good. I've done this the past couple of years. And I've found some things I would not have sought out. Like, I saw Danny Brown do a day party last year. I never would have sought that out. I just kind of stumbled upon it. So I just kind of go into it with an open mind and hoping that I just sort of bump into some friends and see where that takes me.
Excellent suggestion from KUTX program director Matt Riley. You see, the list is just a starting point. If you can't catch everyone on your list, don't sweat it. Just open yourself up to something new, and you're almost certain to have a fantastic South by Southwest experience.
South by Southwest coverage is supported by Finish at UT.org, tailored for your success.
The List is a production of the Texas Music Matters team at KUT and KUTX in Austin. Our thanks to Rita Houston at WFUV, Jason Bentley at KCRW, David Safar at The Current, and Matt Riley at our home station KUTX for their contributions to this year's list. On behalf of the entire Texas Music Matters team, I'm David Brown, wishing you all the very best from Austin, Texas.